Hello, respected viewers. So here I am in Cheltenham, United Kingdom. This is a large town in Gloucestershire, in Western England, are well known for its races. There's a race course, maybe a 20-minute walk from where I'm standing now. It's famous for the Cheltenham Gold Cup, which takes place in March, and a lot of other Irish people would come over here for that race. I've never been there myself, and there was a race meeting yesterday, horse races, in case there's any doubt, and obviously I had some Irish people coming over, particularly from Cork. There is a Gloucestershire airport not very far away. I don't know where you can fly to from there. So this is the very fine town of Cheltenham. Methinks it is a town and not a city officially, because it's got no cathedral. I know that's not determinative of city status, even within the United Kingdom. Okay, so it's got a lot of this handsome 19th century architecture from the height of its civic pride. And there's the River Chelt, which bisects the town, Ham being Anglo-Saxon for a village or farm. But the river is not very large, more of a rivulet. A lot of it's underground these days. So you see, look at that. Look at the detail that went into that. And those rounded windows that come out a little bit. Forgive me, I don't know the architectural taxonomy. So it seems like it's a town that's booming, though there are a few shop units which are closed down, and there are plenty race goers who were wandering abroad yesterday night, often wearing tweeds and hats, particularly felt hats with feathers and so on. So these plumed people, they were carousing, they were on leisure bent. So the revelers, spending their winnings or perhaps drowning their losses in the licensed establishments of the town of Cheltenham. So it's well known for education as well, because there's Cheltenham College, which was originally a boys-only school, dates back a few centuries, and there's Cheltenham Ladies College, which is a separate school, which is not very far from here, a bit further that away, and to the right is Cheltenham Ladies College, which was founded in the late 19th century, one of the most foremost girls' schools in the United Kingdom. Right, so what else do I say? There's an ancient church I could show you. We're coming to the Montpellier area, where there's rather French-style architecture. They've got very broad streets here, and these are tree-lined avenues. The life is very much lived on the streets. Plenty of restaurants and cafes with tables outside, so you can dine and drink al fresco. It's got a lot to offer. It's calm yet exciting. Some large parks as well, but nothing medieval apart from that church, actually. No Cheltenham Castle, so far as I know. So we're not too far from Bath, for instance. Now, the local MP is Alex Chalk. He's a Conservative. Currently, he is Lord Chancellor and Secretary of State for Justice. He was appointed that position about a year ago. So the population is 150,000, and you think that made them eligible for a second MP, but not quite. Because remember, you're meant to have roughly 70,000 voters. Lucy, look at the Christmas market here. Christmas markets, I mean, I've not known them in this country for very long, perhaps a dozen years. Methinks it's a German idea. Moreover, I recall them in Romania being very prominent. So it begs the question, what are the people who run these stalls? What are you the rest of the year for the other month? I mean, here we are in mid-November, so I dislike it when Christmas begins too soon, because then by the time it actually rolls around, I'm bored of it already. To my mind, it begins with Advent, the 1st of December, and no sooner. So all sorts of trinkets you can purchase here. So quite a prosperous town, as you might see, but money from outside coming in. So the focal point of Gloucestershire, I think it's the biggest town in Gloucestershire. Certainly bigger than the town of Gloucester. Gloucester have only passed through Blink and you'll miss it. Where else? There's Cirencester. So all these Cester or Chester endings, they're all from castrum, as in camp in Latin, as in when the Roman army built their camp in ancient times, when they were here till the 5th century AD. So I don't think there was any sort of Roman Cheltenham though. So it's quite flat, as you can see, so it was very easy to build and to farm here. Yeah, so more and more of the Christmas market. Okay, so a lot of pedestrian areas. They're not too big on cycle paths, perhaps surprisingly. Now, the other major party in this town is the Liberal Democrats. Labour doesn't have much of a presence, so anti-conservatives tend to tactically vote for the Liberal Democrats. And the Lib Dems, they control the town council. they got quite a good chance of winning the parliamentary seat in the forthcoming election, because Alex Chalk won only narrowly last time. And bear in mind, 2019 was a real vintage year for the Tory party, and 2024 is slated to be an annus horribilis. Sorry, I think I should leave out the determiner, annus horribilis, for the Conservative and Unionist Party. And therefore, the Lib Dems will very likely get this seat back, which they used to have in the late 90s into the noughties. So there you see, how about that? Isn't this a noble prospect here? So some of the municipal offices, as in, you know, for the town council, a war memorial from the Second South African War, 1899 to 1902. And look how autumnal it is when you see the lawn here is liberally carpeted with fallen leaves. Right, so many boutiques here selling high-end clothing and foot gear. Right, and buses all around. There's only one railway station, which is slightly surprising for a town of such a population. Cheltenham Spa, and there really is a spa in Pitville Park, which is back that-a-way, which is probably a 20-minute walk now. Okay, and then I can see the flag of England and the flag of Gloucestershire. Oh, and the Union flag is borne aloft with joy. There you see a flutter in this brisk autumn breeze. The other flags I don't recognise. They've got a Ukrainian one up. If I come closer, you'll see what I'm talking about. And the other flags I can't identify from this angle, can you? They're a bit neoclassical, those Corinthian columns. And the Field of Remembrance. Obviously, Remembrance Day was not long ago. And right in the middle, that purpley maroon symbol with the parachute and the wings and Pegasus. That's obviously for the parachute regiment. I don't know where their base is. I thought it was Aldershot. But anyway, so remembering those soldiers, airmen and sailors, air women in some cases, who most nobly laid down their lives for the United Kingdom in various wars since 1914. And there's a war memorial from the First World War. And then these stylized poppy wreaths. Okay, because remember it's Sunday was only two Sundays ago, if memory serves. Right, so what else would I say? There's the Imperial Gardens and so on. There was a second railway station which closed down many decades ago. And there we have it. And it's not too high rise. So there is one rather ugly grey tower block yonder. You can't see it for quite a long while. So there's plenty of green space, and the open countryside is not too far from here. But what else would I say about Cheltenham? So, yeah, a pleasant place to promenade. And do you notice how wide the street is? You see what I was saying? That's been part of the French feel of it. And then sometimes they've got more or less sand. I don't know how to call it, stiff sand, as the surface, rather than actually flagstones or any other pavement. I did meet a French chef aboard a super yacht years ago, cruising in the Adriatic, and he said, oh, well, he had spent some time in the United Kingdom, where, and he said, Cheltenham. So maybe he felt right at home. I forget the Frenchman's name. Oh yeah, and here's a memorial to Edward Adrian Wilson, a local boy, whose house, there's a blue plaque outside it, and he went to Cheltenham College, and indeed he was, then he went to, I think it was at Cambridge, qualified as a doctor. He's part of Scott of the Antarctic's ill-fated 1912 expedition. Was that one called the Endurance or something? Well, they didn't endure. And so he perished from being frostbit and whatnot on the way home. Didn't make it. I think he died even before Captain Oates. So yeah, a local hero. And there's an Edward Wilson Park named in his honor. I've told the tale of that some other time. Right, so thank you for watching my channel. And I hope I've given you a little taste of Cheltenham. It's quite an alluring town, and not too far from other places which are highly attractive as well. And then this is one of my favourite things in Cheltenham, is this image of Poseidon, complete with the seahorses. I don't know what you call them in Greek, but unfortunately it's not fountaining. There we are. He's got a bod like me, lucky chap, holding his trident up there. And I wonder if that's part of the municipal offices behind. So I do like this honey-coloured stone. It's rather attractive. But some of the more modern buildings, I think, are quite good-looking, you know? I'm not so into modern architecture. But as modern architecture goes, that's about as good as it gets. It faintly reminds me of the Volkskammer der DDR in Berlin. And then look down here. Some of those planned Georgian buildings on on this side, and the other side you can't really see, there's that church with sort of the dry stone, more vernacular architecture, like almost medieval. And so that's what it would be like before it really took off as a spa town in the late 19th century. So some very fertile farmland around here. So it's got an art gallery, museum and so on. We're close to Evesham. I've heard of people come out to Evesham. I don't know how to pronounce it myself. So I'm not from Wessex, I'm from Cork, as you may know. Okay, yeah, so this is more or less what I was talking about. Look at the huge Christmas present has done up there, over here. Okay, so thank you so much for watching. So make sure you subscribe on Patreon and get over 3,000 articles and with videos behind the paywall, and indeed donate on PayPal with the greatest possible liberality. Well, toodle pip, everyone.